Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You're still breathing. You got a testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Hallelujah, glory to God. You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International.
Hallelujah.
Our motto is we are co-workers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 1 through 6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as the potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, I'd like for Pastor Peaches to share the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday.
Hallelujah, everybody. Hallelujah. Welcome to all of our new listeners. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everybody, take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. And a composition notebook. Take out an ink pen or your highlighters. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. You want your composition notebook out and a good ink pen so you can write down all the scriptures that the pastor is going to share. Hallelujah. It's a number of them. Hallelujah. You want to be able to take notes. Hallelujah. God may even drop something in your spirit. Hallelujah. During the time. Hallelujah. We in service and you want to write it down. You don't want to forget it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to reset your alarm 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship every morning. So set your alarm like 6:50 or 6:55. You want to be ready when we start praying. Hallelujah. When we start in the mornings and then Tuesday evening, hallelujah, 7 p.m., we have Bible study. Hallelujah. 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, we have our midweek victory miracle service. Hallelujah. And on, should be on your calendar, the second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We would love for you to join us. Hallelujah. And also invite someone else to listen along with you. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and 7:50 to 8:30 is the women's fellowship. And Sundays. Hallelujah. Every fifth Sunday, that's Minister to Your Family Sunday, at 3 o'clock, we have our live service. Hallelujah. You are invited, hallelujah, to our live service. If you aren't able to make it, please tune in over the airwaves. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have a new cash app, which is $TPH2023. We have a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We want you to look at both of those. Hallelujah. Sow a seed if you have a need. Sow the seed according to the size of the harvest you want God to bring in. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's doing, all that he's done, going to do. We'd like to announce the campaign. We are continuing. Hallelujah. With our wristbands. Hallelujah. Passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And also, we have collected monetary donations. You can send them to our post office box, 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, for scarves and hats and gloves. Hallelujah. For the winter. Hallelujah. We're going to be bagging them up in that last, the end of December, going down to the Broadway market and passing them out to the homeless. Not just passing out the word of God, but some items to keep them warm. Hallelujah. Keep us in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, first and second Sundays of the month is the Potter's House Challenge, which is knowing the Roman Road. Hallelujah. All by heart and the Pastor's Corner. And the third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. Hallelujah. And that is honoring the lives of the birthdays of the people in the congregation with a card and a gift. Hallelujah. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. It is so important to get your children out to the house of God so they can learn about Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you have nieces and nephews and grandchildren, and children in the neighborhood, hallelujah. You see children going to school every day. Load them up in your vehicles and bring them to church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, they are able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. That is when, hallelujah, the fourth Sunday of the month, is also when we had a visiting guest speaker, hallelujah, and the young people had part of that service. They're able to share with us whatever song they learned, their scriptures they've learned, and they always leave us with a keepsake, with the word of God on it, hallelujah. Come out and bless the children, hallelujah. You'll be blessed, too, just hearing them quote scriptures and sing songs and answer biblical questions. Hallelujah. We thank God for, after that spiritual meal of our guest speaker, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. We have a free fellowship dinner. So come out, bring somebody with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for our beautiful church.
Hallelujah.
Building. Hallelujah. For his beautiful edifice, beautiful dining hall, beautiful childcare rooms.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Zone private entrance. Thank God for all he's doing and done and going to do. Hallelujah. In the offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the shower stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City for the homeless. Thank God for adding on to the church through the homeless ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing. And if you would like to be, if you're interested in being a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, Hallelujah. This semester will be starting. Hallelujah. If you would like to be a student and you're interested, send a text to 4416-1201, and I'll send you the information, all the information that you need. Hallelujah. We are learning so much about the Word of God. Hallelujah. And we would love for you to join us. Also, we would like to thank all of our postal partners, everyone that's been sending a gift through our post office box or through the Cash App. Hallelujah. We'd like to send you a thank you gift. Hallelujah. You blessed us, and we want to bless you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all everybody that's sending in a blessing. Hallelujah. You have a need, sow a seed. Hallelujah. Sow the seed according to the size of the harvest you want God to bless you with. Hallelujah. You're not trying to buy a miracle or anything, but God is good. God is good. So, hallelujah, sow that seed. Hallelujah. You have a need, sow a seed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stand with us with all that we are believing God for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peterson. I just want to underscore use registering for the virtual school, Institute of Biblical Learning.
Yes.
It's going to be Tuesdays. The fifth semester begins in January. And this is an unusual school. There are no written tests, no written quizzes or term papers. Everything is done virtually.
Yes.
And orally. The quizzes and tests are oral, but they're open book quizzes and tests. You have nothing to write. You have everything to learn about God and to establishing a true and lasting relationship with Him. Through His knowledge of His Word and through intimate relationship with Him, knowing all about Him and how get a prayer through, how to do all the things that His Word says that we can do and accomplish. So we thank you again, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Yes.
The housekeeping sessions, housekeeping suggestions. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful Wednesday. Hallelujah. And I want to take time, Pastor Peaches, to thank all those in Radio Land and who have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that we love them. It's meaningful to them.
Amen.
And Jesus says, by this shall men know that you are my disciples, if you have one love one for another, to another. And so we just thank God for that. We also thank God for an opportunity to pray for others. The Word of God says, hallelujah, in St. Luke 18:1, men are always to pray and not to faint. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we're to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah, glory to God. James chapter 5, verse 16b says, the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. There are so many people sometimes that we run across, their backs against the wall. They need healing. They're in a tight spot. They need financial blessings. They need all kinds of, they need restoration of families. They need a job. They need a car. They need a home. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The Bible, again, says that prayers of the righteous avail much. And we thank God. We've been praising God. And we understand when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. And so we're going to take time to pray for others.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to call their names out loud.
Yes, yes.
We're going to articulate a verbal. We're going to name their names.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because somebody, I'm going to tell you why, Pastor Peter. I'm going to tell you why.
Somebody pray. Have you on their mind?
I'm so glad they pray.
I'm so glad they pray.
I'm so glad they pray.
Hallelujah. Prophet Rudolph Green and family, Sister Nancy and family, Evangelist Margaret Pearson and family, Evangelist Julia and family, Jennifer and family, Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family, Evangelist Peter Spencer and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder and Minister Miles and family, Elder Lester and family, Elder Ronola Carr and family, Elder Zeta Carey and family, Blake and family, Minister Doreen and family, Minister Janice and family, Minister Jane and family, Minister Jerry Cleveland and family, Minister Linda and family, Wodosin Katie Bing and Hatsapo's sister, Pastor Don Cedar and family, Pastor Tom Smith and family, Pastor Jason Roosevelt and family, Pastor East Van Wall and family, Pastor Maxine and Gilda G and family, Pastor Hallelujah, Canadian James and family, Pastor Mary Hadley and family, Pastor Natasha McGill and family, Pastor Arnold Henry and family, Hatsapo's sister, Bishop Larry Summerville and family, Bishop Paul Pierce and family, Bishop Bart Pierce and family, Bishop Munyon Saunders and family, Bishop Vernon McBride and family, Bishop Waters and family, Archbishop Marcia Abrams and family, Archbishop Terry Robinson and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Mother for a Apostle Margie Mercer and family, Apostle Dustin Walker and family, Apostle Hilton and family, Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. What is your brother? Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family. We'll all kick it in the Grover and family, hallelujah. Marvin and family, Yakabota, Adrian Simon family. Hallelujah, glory to God. We have William Orange and family, Harry Warshaw and family, Maisha Warshaw, hallelujah. Margaret Brown and family, hallelujah. Praise your brother, James Worthy and family, Al Lauer and family, Michael Irvin and family, Dr. Battle and family, Avis Moran and family, Norman Nevis and family, Leslie and Don Govarb and family, Tony and Valerie Montone and family, hallelujah. Regina Bruce's family, the Duke family, the Herbert family, the Dickerson family, Yvonne and family, Robin Stewart and family, Sherry Whitley and family, Martha Cook James and family, Lenore Smith and family, Valerie Ham and family, another Earl and family, Stephen Ruth Hassine and family, Ruby Smith and family, hallelujah. Brother Anthony and family, Deacon Dale and family, Deacon Leroy Calvary and family. Father God, we don't know which to pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit doesn't make them special for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Romans 8:26 and hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Dr. Helene Russell, hallelujah, glory to God, family. Dr. Aubrey Thompson and family. Dr. Wenda Mack and family. Dr. Nancy McKnight and family. Dr. Benjamin Bratcher and family. Dr. Lynette Brown and family. Dr. Karen Trent Mims and family. Martha and the family, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pat and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Paul and Bob and family, Manuel and family, yes, you will push in. Hallelujah. Kenneth Mitchell and family, yes, what? Gary Don Wilson and family, yes, what? Another Gary and family. Kenneth Warren and family, hallelujah. Brother Anthony and family, yes, mother, Janice Wooten and family, yes, my mother, hallelujah. Elder Kelly and family, Apostle Evans and family, yes, hallelujah. Jessica Patterson family, hallelujah. Alfred Collins family, Neil Reyes and family, hallelujah. Kenneth Copeland and family. Yes, I'm going to pray for you. Rose to my touch of my sick in and another. Tony Jordan and family. Yes, I'm going to pray for you. Rose to my sick in and another. Thomas and Sarah Bennett and family. Another Thomas.
Dustin, first lady. Karen, hallelujah.
Jennifer Barber.
First lady Elaine.
Kenneth and family.
Sister Dwight. First lady Linda.
Another Kenneth. Michael and family. Another.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Family. Roland and family. Yes.
Hallelujah. First Lady Rosalind, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord God. Your name,
Lord. Been putting up before you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for you answering them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Answering them, Lord, in the name of
Jesus. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
For adding.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonders.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the prayer of praise.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Your tangible manifestation.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
Of your presence in their lives.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
To Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
After the next election, the next voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's from my heart. For every opportunity he gives us to learn new stuff, or even a review of old things and Bible study, hallelujah, Tuesday evenings and on Wednesday evenings and the Women's Fellowship, young people, hallelujah. Take advantage of the opportunities that God gives you to get around the Word of God, to get into the Word of God. Hallelujah. When I was in school, even as a young child, I would always honor God before I did my homework. And God blessed me. He will, the Word of God said, He will exhort you. When you honor God, God will honor you. Even in your studies, hallelujah, He'll give you. Sometimes you wonder, like, how in the world did I pass? How in the world did I do this? I didn't understand this. But God would give you the understanding of your even of your homework. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah. And tonight, this is entitled, But I Didn't Do It. Or I want to tell you two stories. Son, I saw Dwayne's mom. And she said that he's been locked up for shoplifting. Isn't that one of your close buddies? Mommy, we may be friends, but I don't do that. Then, one day I saw Kevin's sister, and she seemed kind of down and depressed. And when I talked to her, she told me that her brother Kevin had been kicked out of school and probably going to juvie. Mommy, he's one of my friends, but I wasn't with him when he did whatever he did, or we hang together, but only sometimes I be with him. I tell you this, young people, it bothers your parents when they find out that some of your friends have made wrong choices and that your friends are getting fewer and fewer or less and less, and you're ashamed with her that, oh, well, mommy, this friend of mine got shot and this friend of mine gone to juvie and this one don't go to my school anymore. And then, young people, your parents get upset with your parents. I'm going to tell you, but don't. When they share with you over and over and over again about things about your friends, when they see you with some friends and some of your friends may come over the house, and your mom meet them, or your mom may meet you at the school one day because she wants to have an engagement right after meeting at the school. She has to pick you up, and she see the people that you hang with, and God drops something in your mother's spirit to share with you. Your parents, let me tell you, from a parent's perspective, every time your parents talk to you, they don't want to feel as if they're reprimanding you. They don't want to feel as if they're trying to pick or choose your friends. Because my children used to tell me that, oh, mommy, well, you can't pick out friends for us. And this and this and that. No, I'm not trying to pick your friends. But young people, please listen to your parents. When God drops something in your parents' hearts, in their spirit to share with you, honey, that friend right there, that boy I saw you talking with, you need to withdraw yourself from him. Or young lady or daughter, I know you like that boy, but I don't want you seeing that boy anymore. Don't suck your teeth, roll or try and shoot your eyes or anything like that. Just listen to your parents. Even if it's just for the sake of them having been here on earth a few days longer than you, please listen to your parents. They have a job to do. Just like getting you to school, making sure you eat right, making sure you dress properly, making sure you get your inoculation shots and stuff like that, they have a job to do even when it comes to you making the right choices when it comes to your friends. They don't want to feel as if every time they're talking to you, they're trying to tell you about any of your friends, or they would rather talk to you about something else. But if they don't share with you the things that they share with you, and God has told them to talk to you about it, God's going to get them. Okay? So please, even if you in your mind have to count to 10, you stay there, stand in front of your parents, you be respectful, and you listen. Because they know that 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, be not deceived. Evil communication, corrupt good manners. You may be a well-mannered child, but the people that you hanging around with, they know stuff rubs off. They know spirits leap after a while, and they don't want you coming home acting like your friends, and your friends act disrespectful, and they even were driving down the street one day, and they saw one of your friends holding up the building, which means the cop was behind them frisking them, okay? So therefore, they'd rather talk to you about other things, all right? And Ephesians 6:1 speaks up obeying your parents. And there are blessings that comes along with you obeying your parents. And you want life to go well for you. You may not like what your parents are telling you. You may not understand it. And you may even wonder, like, where's she getting this from? Where's she coming from? You ask God to open up your understanding. And you just follow what your parents tell you. Follow what mom and dad tell you. They've been here longer than you. And you watch. And you're going to see just what they said comes true. You watch. You just make sure you do what you're supposed to do. You be respectful. You do what you're supposed to do. And there's some good people out there. There's some good young people out there. Ask God to bring them across your path. God can hook you up with nice, well-mannered children, well-mannered friends, and I am a witness to that. My youngest daughter's son has gone on to Hampton University, and she was praying for him to have a good roommate. And believe you me, he has a roommate so much like him. A roommate, he's not streetwise. He's not wild and crazy or anything, but he has such a personality just like Malachi. And God has blessed, so God can do the same for you. And I want you to remember, T stands for if it's not true, if it's not yours, don't take it. Okay? So if you're with your friends and you see them start doing some stuff, shoplifting, whatever, pull yourself away from them. Okay? Subtract your, just do some math in your head. Oh, I need to subtract myself from this one. Okay? If it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not right, don't do it. Okay? When your friends find out that you like that, and they may call you some names, oh, goody two-shoes, is that when you don't want to do the wrong things that they're doing or dishonest things that they're doing. You know what? When you keep walking in a righteous path, you know what? After a while, you're going to look around for your friends and they won't be there because they see that you're not joining in with the deceitful things that they're doing. And you know what? Don't feel bad when you look around you by yourself. Okay? God will bring friends to you that has a light heart, just like you. Okay? He knows everybody wants a friend. Everybody wants somebody to talk to. Somebody, you know, every now and then, you know, when you go to McDonald's, he knows you don't always want to be sitting at the table by yourself. He'll give you some buddies that you can hang out with, but they won't be buddies that your parents have to worry about. They won't be thinking, oh, gosh, who's he hanging with today? Oh, wow, what is he doing? Who is he with? God will bless you with friends with like hearts, a heart just like yours. Hallelujah. And if you've given your heart to the Lord, hallelujah, you can speak out of your mouth the desires of your heart, and God will hear you. You say, Lord, bring me some friends. Lord, bring me some saved friends, saved young people. Bring them to my school. Or Lord, show me a church I can go to that has some saved young people there too. And you know what, young people? God will do it. God will do it. He hears your heart's cry. He knows what's in your heart before you even utter it out of your mouth. He still want to hear you say it, though. So therefore, and no good thing will he hold back from you when you're walking upright before him. God wants to encourage you, too. He wants to encourage you to continue to stay on the right path. So he's going to bring you someone, a study buddy, somebody, a workout buddy. He's going to do it all. So you stay encouraged. All right. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches. I want to piggyback on something you said. Because as you were talking, I was reminded of a mother who loved the Lord 20 years ago, who had a daughter who was rebellious and almost always didn't listen to what she was saying, mm-hmm. what the mother was saying. And for some reason one day, she wasn't able to go out with her other rebellious friends, and one of them was celebrating a birthday, their 16th birthday. And this daughter stayed home or whatever. The very next day, they found her buddy, and they stated she had been killed on her birthday. And had she gone out with her, they may have found two bodies. Young people, listen to your parents.
Amen. Amen.
Because God reveals to them a lot of things that you may not be able to see.
Amen. Yes.
And when they do that, it's not so they can control you, but that they can save your life.
Amen. Yes.
God wants to preserve you so you can grow up and be a successful a part of the body of Christ, a successful person in this world. The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy, but God wants to give you life. And he has sent Holy Ghost-filled parents to help you, to keep you from harm.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not to stunt your growth, to make sure that you can stay alive and grow. God bless you, Pastor Peter. Thank you again. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peters.
Yes, Pastor Bird.
Still there. Hallelujah. What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Awesome time, y'all.
Yes.
This is a confirmation meal.
Thank you.
It's a meal that heals, y'all. You kind of hear excitement in Pastor Peach's voices and our voices when we deal with Holy Communion.
Thank you, God.
You know, a lot of people will do Holy Communion and it's like, it's all calm and whatever. Jesus went to the cross, and our cups are wrong right now because of he was hung up for our hang-up. If any time we need to be rejoicing, it's rejoicing around Holy Communion.
Thank
it's
you.
The confirmation meal.
Hallelujah.
The completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the elements, Lord. We ask that you'll bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Our text on the day is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23-30. In the text on today, it says to examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53:5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend. We understand. We are fully aware of what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruchim Adonai, blessed be God the Lord, we're taking communion worthily, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17. You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Psalms 138:2 says so. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, my Bible. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Isaiah 61:1-3 declares you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Thank you, Lord. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system. We thank you, Lord, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing right now. Supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night to which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But don't send myself up, We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Father God. We boldly say what you said. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our
presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Our steps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilate, eradicate, discombobulate, nullify, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of every sex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell of every sex. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on this evening. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus family. According to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first
chapter.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8,
verse 11.
We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor,
shaped
in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty
things in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine.
We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything
in this life.
We're kingdom citizens.
We're fivefold ministry gifts.
We're gifts of ministry out. We're
brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing.
We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful.
We're perfect.
We're strong. We're mighty.
Great.
We're beautiful.
Jesus' name.
Now unto him who's able to keep us
from
and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Only wise
God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name. Jude 1. 24 and 25. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, hallelujah, I'd like to ask Pastor Peaches, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir, you can ask me a question.
I'm going to be good today. Hallelujah. Go ahead, take God. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in a satanic cohort. We curse you for the wounded command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest and every seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And let everyone say,
amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, I think I better get you to read the addresses on this evening.
Hallelujah. Matthew 5:17, Deuteronomy 28:1-3, John 3:16-17, Galatians 3:13, Exodus 21:24, Matthew 5:38. Matthew 5:43-48, Ephesians 4:31-32, Luke 23:34, and Romans 12:19.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. Many of you who have been following our ministry have heard me say many times that life is an open book test, and the book is the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Word, the sword.
Amen.
B-I-B-L-E. I heard heard someone recently say that stands for basic instructions before leaving Earth. The B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. I want to talk about the Bible for just a little bit today. The Bible is the holy word of God.
Amen.
Over 40 men in a span of over 1,500 years were moved by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to pen this word. And you must understand that when they did it, printing presses weren't around. The printing press, the metal printing press was invented in 1455. So the word of God was written by hand by skillful scribes. And thank God for the printing press, where we could do multiple copies of the word of God. The first book that was printed was the Bible. Glory to God. That came off the press was the Holy Bible.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible is the most published, sold and purchased book in the history of the world. And over 80% of all Bibles ever printed in the world were printed in English.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Many historians credit the Bible with spreading the use of the English language throughout the world.
Mm.
I hope you still got your pens together. The King James Version Bible is the Bible that more people have lost their lives because they just wanted a Bible in the vernacular of the native person, the person in that country. People lost their lives because they were trying to teach prayer or the 23rd Psalm to their children.
Amen.
They were burnt at the stake and called heretics because they were doing that. Your Bible, and I'm talking about the King James Version, Bible. There are other versions, and we thank God for the other versions, but see, every page of the King James Version Bible was written in blood, y'all. Somebody died to get you that King James Version.
Thank you, Jesus.
God moved upon King James of England to authorize this version, this translation. It's the only Bible that you will see, it says the authorized King James Version Bible. 1611. There's 788,280 words in the King James Version Bible. There are 1,189 chapters in that King James Version Bible. But 929 chapters in the Old Testament and 260 in the New Testament. The middle chapter of the entire Bible is Psalms 118. There are 594 chapters before that, 594 chapters in the Bible after that.
Amen.
The Bible is divided in two major parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. many people don't know.
Each
of those parts has five subdivisions. The Old Testament, you have the book of the law. You have the book of history. You have the book of poetry, and some I'll call it the book of wisdom. Then you have the major prophets and the minor prophets. That's the Old Testament. The New Testament, you have the Gospels, the book of history. You have the Pauline epistles that refers to Paul, the letters that he wrote. You have the general epistles, that's from various other writers. And then you have the book of prophecy. I want you to understand that the Bible altogether has 66 books, and a lot of people know that. But there is a distinct difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Folk who are not students of the word see contradictions, see all kinds of mistakes in the word. There's none there. For you have to be a student of the word of God in order to understand what God is saying to his people then and now. There are three laws that govern how we operate. That was the law of Moses. The Gentile law, that's cavalier, whatever you feel, that's what you're gonna do. Then it's the law of Christ, which is the law of love. In the Old Testament, the law of Moses was the governing law of God's people. The Old Testament was a story of the creation and the establishment, building, people building time of God's people, nation building. Pastor Peters, can you read that first scripture for me, please?
Matthew 5:17 says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill."
Jesus came to fulfill the law. He did not destroy the Mosaic law. He fulfilled it. See, Old Testament, you can also say Old Testament, Old Covenant, Old Contract, Old Agreement. He fulfilled that when Jesus came. Fulfilling of the law. Give me the next scripture, please.
Deuteronomy 28:1-3. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in this..."
You stop. Three?
This is three.
Okay, no. Okay, then it was one and two. Thank you.
Okay.
What I want to share with you is that in the Old Testament, the onus, the responsibility was on us to do something. Then we get blessed. That's Old Testament. Give me another scripture.
The next one is John 3:16-17.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. But God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it, to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
After God established his people, Jesus came to fulfill the law. He changed the way things happen. God said, I'm going to do something first. And then the world's going to be blessed. Old Testament, you had to do something first. Then you get blessed. New Testament, I'm going to bless you with my Son. And then you're going to get blessed. Give me another scripture. I got to underline this.
Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
What God did, he made a new contract. He said, look here, there were a lot of curses in the Old Testament. And you can look, just go look at Deuteronomy 28, starting with 15, I think. I'm not sure it goes to 30-something. It might go to 40-something about the curses. God sent his Son to take the curses out of the law. So I'm dealing with a new agreement here. I'm going to take the curse out of the law, give you a new law. And see, my law started with love. My law is the law of love. That's the law of Christ. I was hung up for all the curses. I took the place of the curses. I did not remove the blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
I did not remove the blessing that you get when you obey God's word. I just took the curse. My blood covered the curse. I need to digress just for a second. Malachi chapter 3. Talks about, well, a man robbed God. Yes, you robbed me with tithes and offerings. And then it says, therefore that you're cursed with a curse. In Habakkuk, talks about Prokoshaka. You don't work on God's house. You're working on your house. You're not working on God's house. I'm going to have you work, and I'll put some holes in your bag. That was a curse. But the key is that Jesus was hung up for all our hang-ups, all our choices.
Thank you, Jesus.
He took them away.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
But he left the blessings, y'all. So even though Malachi says you're cursed with a curse, that's the Old Testament. But Jesus said, look here, I just took the curse. I didn't take the blessings. So you go to Malachi 3:11, talks about the blessings. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
12, it talks about the blessings
uh-huh.
that you get from tithes and offerings. And if you dig a little deeper, it talks about, in other scriptures, it talks about alms and first fruits. He took the curse off of all of that. You're not doing that, but he left the blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's the new covenant, y'all. The new agreement, the new contract.
Amen. Amen.
Give me another scripture, because see, some folks don't, is not getting this. Go ahead.
Exodus 21:24.
Go ahead.
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot.
That's Old Testament.
Amen.
Old Testament teaching. In the Old Testament, your enemies, you kill them, you slap them, you do this, you do this, you cut them off, you bang them up here, you do all, burn the house, burn this, burn this, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Old Testament. Israel was in the nation building phase, y'all. The law of Moses. We in the law of Christ, the law of love now. Give me another scripture.
Matthew 5:38. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to them the other also.
Now, people don't understand what this means. Because, number one, that teaching wasn't, so shall come up. You got to understand what that's really saying. But if somebody does evil for to you, instead of wiping them out, shooting them, cutting their head off, Old Testament teaching, you do something different. What difference do you do? Give me another scripture, Pastor Peter.
Matthew 5:43-48 says, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. To you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you.
This is the word of God. This is the law of love. This is the law of Christ. This is New Testament, y'all.
Amen.
You come out of your mouth and say, you say, I ain't going to pray for my enemies, or I ain't going to bless them, or I ain't going to do that because they did this to me. You're smacking God in the face. You're making Christ what? Null and void. He died for you to love your enemies. I'm reminded of what I've shared several times about the man that was struck by lightning. He was struck by lightning. I don't know what he did. I can imagine that he slapped Christ in the face, even though Christ went to the cross, even though he was beat for us, even though he was scourged for us, even though he was nailed to the cross. And you're going to say, oh, well, that don't mean nothing to me. I'm going to hate my enemies. I ain't going to pray for them. You smacking God in the face. And that person that got struck by lightning, 7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. Second time, he lived through that. He got struck by lightning a third time. Glory to God. He lived through that. 2 years into the next 7 years, he died. 5 years later, his grave got struck by lightning. I don't know what he did, but I can imagine that he slapped Christ in the face.
Mm.
And said that your sacrifice wasn't enough for me.
Mm.
I hate my enemies. I ain't going to do nothing good to them. I ain't going to love them. You making God a gift to us. And you're making Christ's life a lie. And you call yourself a Christian. You stop perpetrating a hoax. If you don't love your enemies, you ain't a Christian. Do you like what your enemies do? Of course not. But the Bible says you got to love them. He says you owe no man but to love them.
Amen.
Stop playing games with God. You are give me. My name is Jimmy. Give me. My name is Kimmy. But when he says, well, you give me love to your enemies. Oh, I can't love my enemies. That boss called me everything but a child of God. That's so-and-so. You're smacking Christ in the face. You're saying his sacrifice wasn't enough for you. What you want him to do, come and do it again? Well, he's a liar. Go ahead, read me another scripture.
Ephesians 4. 31 and 32.
I'll stop there before you go. See, y'all got to understand the difference in the Old Testament and New Testament. Old Testament, Mosaic law. I have an eye, two for two. Hallelujah. The law of Christ is the law of love. Love everybody.
Amen.
No exceptions. Agape. No clauses. No caveats. Love everybody. But you see, they did such and such to me. Love them. You don't have to like them. Love them. How is that possible? You pray for them, that they meet Christ and the pardoning of their sins. You know, some of you folk out there listening to my voice are going to be very surprised when you get to heaven and see some folk that you just knew wasn't going to heaven. Because they did something to you in the day. Baby, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the gift of God. That's why they call it the present. In the present, you better love.
Hallelujah.
In the present, you better treat your neighbors and your enemies, your friends and your enemies right. It's hard. Of course it's hard. You can only do it with the power of the Holy Ghost, y'all.
Right, Jesus.
Pick up what I'm Jesus is the only one that can take you to do that. You know what I'm saying? They fired me for no cause. And? Are you praying for them? No, I ain't praying for them. You just slap God in the face. Every time you come out of your mouth and say you weren't praying for somebody because they did something to you, you slapping Christ in the face. And I put it this way. If something came to me, I wouldn't even do that. Now, if something came to me, it was real crazy. So I slapped my mama before I slapped Jesus, but I wouldn't slap her because she slapped back. y'all help me today. Pray for Butler Bird. Y'all got to understand this. This is serious business.
Amen.
You've been praying for God to deliver you, and you can't even love somebody, can't even pray for somebody. Why you pray for yourself, me, my four, and us four, and no more?
Mm-mm.
Something wrong with that picture, y'all.
Amen.
If you can't pray for your enemies, how is God going to bless you? You're going to get blessed if you pray for your enemies, because God knows that's a hard thing to do. And you did it anyhow? Woo! Hey, this is really one of my children. It takes faith to pray for God. It takes faith to pray for your enemy, y'all. Or it's easy to pray for your friends and your family and those that you in your sphere, those that encourage you and build you up.
Uh-huh.
It takes faith to pray for some folk that run you down, that beat you up, that do terrible things to you.
Amen.
But the Bible says do that. Go ahead, read me another scripture.
Ephesians 4. 31 and 32, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
I'm going to tell you something, y'all. Y'all sit up here and you get on your knees and you snot and you pant. Say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. And then somebody that's offended you, you can't forgive them. What you do, you nurse it, you rehearse it, you curse it, but you don't disperse it. You got to forgive, baby.
Amen.
You want, the Bible says over and over and over again, when God says it one time, that's significant. What he says it over and over again is serious. He's going to forgive you like you forgive others.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Y'all don't understand this thing if you can't see what I'm trying to share with you. Give me another scripture.
Luke 23:34. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
The first one, he on the tree. They done beat him all night long. They done spat on him. They done press the thorns. The thorns wasn't no little half an inch and 1 inch thorn. There were big bars, blood coming down his face. Did that at night. Oh, glory to God. Beat him all night. So he didn't look like he was human. And they had him try to drag his own cross to the cross, and somebody had to help him do that. Hallelujah. He finally they nailed him to the cross, put him up on the cross, crucifying him. And what does he say out of his mouth? Father, forgive them.
No, not what they do.
He said that. He spoke that over you. You weren't even a speck in anybody's eye 2,000 years ago. And he said, Father, forgive me. He was talking to you and you and you. And if he can forgive you, you got to have a heart of forgiveness. You got to forgive others. Because guess what? Your life depends on it. Don't play games with God. I forgive who I want to forgive, and others I ain't going to forgive. You're only fooling yourself, baby. The difference between the Old Testament and New Testament is you forgive and love your enemies. The Old Testament, you wipe them out. That's strong. Kill, there are some scriptures that are several times that kill everything that pisses against the wall. That's what the Word of God said. I'm just repeating what it says.
Amen.
Kill everything. Kill the animal. Kill everything. I don't want nothing left. Reason why Saul lost his kingdom and eventually his life. Because he disobeyed God. God told him, kill everything. Don't leave nothing. And he was disobedient. But that was Old Testament.
Amen.
Under the law. You got a new law. It's called the law of Christ. The law of love, y'all. Don't you lose your place in God because you don't love. And love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action, y'all. Give me another scripture.
Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
See, that was Old Testament, y'all. Where you heap vengeance on folks.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
New Testament.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Hallelujah. There were inklings of what God was doing. He was moving in Proverbs. Somebody, what he's giving. I think it's Proverbs 26:27. Say, look here. If you dig a hole for somebody, you're going to fall in the hole yourself.
Yep.
If you're going to roll down a rock on somebody because they did something to you, whatever, the rock is going to make a U-turn and come back and get you.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually New Testament thinking and an Old Testament framework, platform. But hallelujah, y'all got to understand the difference. Don't you be quoting those evil the law concerning the new law. It's a new commandment. It's a new way of operating. Modus operandi. It's called the law of Christ, y'all. The law of love. If it ain't love, it ain't of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
When you look at the fruit of the Spirit, the first fruit is what?
Love.
He said, by this shall men know that you're my disciples. He is that you have love one for another. I've got to stop now. My time is up. Hallelujah. Don't go take it, Mama. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, bless every man, woman, boy, or girl who heard this word.
Thank
you, Father. Who will hear and hearken to the word of the Lord. Love is the principal thing in the law of Christ. You must exhibit it. Everything you do. God bless you. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you
peace.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Peter.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. Yes. In our own selves, no, we can't do it, but only in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the one that gives us the strength to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And if you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you want that strength, hallelujah, to do what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Save you from your sins. And tell him, Lord, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Father God, and I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I ask you, Lord, to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you said that prayer, hallelujah, you're a child of God. You're born again. Hallelujah. It's as easy as that. Hallelujah. God ain't deep. Jesus ain't deep as us. We're trying to make things difficult. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Meet us in the morning for morning prayer. That phone number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. See you in the morning. Hallelujah.
It's by your many stripes I've been set free. That makes you more than enough. God, you are more than enough. You're more than enough, enough for me. Thank you.